Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
What up, everybody? This is the Camaro C28.com podcast, episode number 62.
Kick butt.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So, we're back again for another week.
Again. Yeah, it's been one of those days, man. I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
Okay, can we hurry up? I want to go home.
Okay.
See ya. Bye.
That's it. Cue the end of music.
All right. Kidding. There we go. I could.
Yeah. No.
Hey, first and foremost, a very special message to Scott Settlemyer, the FBOT father.
That's right.
Had a little bit of surgery. And everything went great, and he's doing great, but we just want to tell him get well soon anyway.
Get well soon, Scott.
There you go, buddy.
Okay, I guess that can lead into some GM news for this week.
Yeah, why not? We got plenty.
Yeah, got a couple things here to talk about.
All right.
The new CTS is going to be unveiled at the 2007 Detroit Auto Show this year.
Sweet.
I believe this is going to be for the 2008 model.
Okay.
Which will be out later in 2007.
Have you seen pictures of it?
I've seen some pictures here and there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess they're kind of hard to find, huh?
Not really.
Yeah, well.
You just got to know where to find them.
Yeah, and you got to jump through a couple of hoops.
The hell with that.
Yeah, that's
I'll
what
go
I
to, I'll just go to a different site that doesn't make me go through hoops.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. So next year at the Detroit International Auto Show, and for some Camaro content, because this is a Camaro Z28.com podcast, the Camaro convertible is, of course, supposed to be there, too. So you'll be able to see two kick-ass cars in one shot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, among many others, I hope.
Lots of others.
How bad could it be?
Yeah, really.
So what other GM news you got cooking?
I was looking through my Detroit Free Press this morning, and I see that CEO Rick Wagoner, along with the other CEOs for Ford and Chrysler, are going to be sitting down with President Bush this week. Finally, they're going to have a little get-together, a little sit-down.
Good deal.
And they're going to start talking about things that they've been wanting to talk about with them.
Well, hopefully that winds up, you know, being a positive type thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And particularly, let's see here. The three companies have long held that Japanese automakers enjoy an unfair advantage because of their government's influence over currency markets, which makes their exports cheaper in the United States. The automakers want Treasury officials to make the yen's weakness a higher priority in talks with Japan and other nations. Sounds like it's only fair to me.
Yeah, just leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
But when it comes down to it, is it going to help us, help the overall situation or hurt the overall situation?
No, it should help.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even with all the factories and everything that are in the United States that employ American workers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah. And they're going to also talk about healthcare and...
Well, that's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that affects a lot of businesses, but you know, since the automotive manufacturers are, you know, freaking huge,
yeah,
they have a huge burden to carry for healthcare.
Bill, man,
yeah, can you imagine that?
It's got to be absolutely crazy.
Absolutely, so, yeah, crazy. That's they're gonna have a little sit down.
So that's the news wrap up, huh?
Yeah,
cool. Hopefully that works out well.
Yeah,
and cool. What's next?
What we got going on here next?
Well, if you haven't noticed by now, there are some changes to the forum structure.
Okay.
We just enhanced things a little bit, as we promised well over a year ago. We said that we'd continue to expand as the Camaro thing progressed, and we think it's about time right now.
Yeah, it's about damn time.
You know, we're about a year and a half, 2 years away from the car actually coming out, but
okay.
There's so much buzz about it, people talking about more and more things. It was only about the right time now to start splitting the 5th Gen and 2009 Camaro forum into its respective categories. And if you take a look, you'll see that we got a general news section with RSS feeds from all sorts of news sources.
Woo-hoo!
All over. Yeah, meaning you got a one-stop place for all your Camaro 5th Gen news.
Yeah, you don't have to go and repost them all the time now.
That's right. And then, of course, a general discussion along with a powertrain, interior, and exterior forums. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Added a couple more, too.
That should split things up a bit.
Yep. Added a couple more in the specific technical discussion forum, fuel and ignition, and general exhaust.
Okay.
So we're starting to break those down a little bit more, but not too far, because the questions are starting to kind of compact on top of each other. And, well, now there's a...
I'm sure the things will be quite slow in the beginning, mm-hmm. because there's obviously not too much to talk about.
Yeah, but I think that people have a little bit more accurate of a place to not only posts, but then when people come to the site, and we're getting so many new signups a day, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They have an easier way of finding it, so they don't have to be reposted.
Okay.
So that's the whole idea.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yep.
Glad we finally did this.
Yeah, I know. You know, we don't want to jump the gun too much, but we're going to hit the ground running, because by the time this car comes out, our site is going to be like bad ass.
But it's already badass.
Yeah, but I mean badder asser.
Oh, okay.
Is that, can we use that?
Nah, it's gonna I don't know.
It's going to be kicky assier.
Nice. Okay.
I don't know. It's going to be a bad mo.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else? What's going on? What's next? We're so unorganized.
Yeah. Hey, how about we give away some more stuff?
Why not?
You know, we said we were going to do this again.
It worked out well the last time.
It sure did.
Got some cool responses and gave out some good stuff.
So we got our hands on 6 more iPods.
Did you use my credit card?
No.
Good.
We're going to give away an iPod a month for 6 months.
Sweet.
And we're going to do a different contest every month.
Okay.
So what do you say this month we do a contest where I guess it kind of helps us and helps you win a podcast or an iPod by listening to our podcast.
There you go.
Just put the link to our podcast in your signature on our site or any other site you visit. And we visit quite a few sites too.
Like in their SIG, right?
Yeah, right in the signature.
Okay. Just like we did with the Zano contest before?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sounds great.
And we're going to randomly pick one of these people and we're going to send them an iPod.
Sweet. So all we got to do is look around, and if we see it in your signature when it comes time to pick, we'll have it picked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So I will post up the code in the podcast section on
Excellent.
What to do.
Excellent.
And then at the end of November, sometime just after Thanksgiving, I would assume, we're going to...
Right at the end of the month.
Pick a winner, pick a member, whoever they are somewhere.
And we'll send it to them.
Yep.
We'll even sign the damn thing
Free
again.
Free iPod. Might be refurbished.
Yeah.
But hey, free is free, okay?
That's right.
That's right. And it's got a guarantee, so, you know.
1 year guarantee. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Pretty slick.
You can
thing,
skip
yeah.
it down the driveway and just send it back to Apple and get another refurbished one. Not our problem at that point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. Let's give some stuff away.
Okay.
And, cool.
Yeah.
So, that's our first contest for November, and it starts when?
Right now. Yep.
Cool. So, check the podcast forum for the thread. I'm going to stick it to the top and go to town. And we could pick it at any time during this month. It's not going to be at the end of the month.
Right.
So you better get them in now, because we might pick it now.
No, we'll probably wait for more people to put it
next
in.
Next week?
You never know.
The weekend?
You never know.
You got it, punk. So I guess usually we normally throw this here. So here's how to contact us if you got anything you want to say.
Something on your mind?
Anything at all. Here it comes.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right.
Cool. So
pick up your phone. Give us a call.
Not that you have any incentive this time, because you don't win anything by calling us.
You know, we'd have some voicemails to play, but they just hung up on us this week.
Again?
We've got more hang-ups.
Well,
I think they're afraid.
It'd be cool if we got at least a crank call or even
the
something.
The number came from 91... No, I won't do it. No.
It'd be kind of cool if we got something like a crank call instead of a hang-up, or even, you know, something dirty.
Yeah.
Like, what are you wearing?
Oh, God.
In front of your microphone.
No.
Be
None
sure,
of that.
Well, if you do that, be sure to leave your credit card number.
Yeah.
Because it's going to cost you $4.95 a minute. Hey, Chris.
What?
VE?
What?
Zeta?
What are you talking about?
Zeta 2.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sigma?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what most people say, too. Well, guess what? It all means something, and it is the thread of the week.
It's time for the thread of the week from the CamaroZ28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
I feel like dancing, man.
Okay, tell me what the hell you're talking about now.
All right, if anybody spends any amount of time in the automotive news and future vehicle discussion forum, you see those terms thrown around a lot.
Oh, okay, this is where you're going with this.
Exactly. But the thing is that a lot of people, including myself, lose track or don't even know of what they mean. Yeah. Well, our loyal member, Z28 Forever,
right,
made a thread called All of Your VE, Zeta, Zeta 2, and Sigma Questions Here. And it explains the differences, what's planning to be using what, and it fills it in. So then when people talk about it, you know what they're talking about. It's well deserved. It's due.
Very informative and a good reference point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I stuck it to the top, and it's our thread of the week.
Beautiful.
There you have it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for posting that.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to read some of these things that I found today.
What?
Just a few of them.
Oh.
Okay. There is this website somebody posted in the automotive news section here. It was called, where's the name on this thing? It was like the 10 worst cars or something for
I think
the
just
year.
About anybody's already heard about worst. This. 10 worst automobile, what's the fine?
I can't remember. But I just wanted to read a couple of them because even though I think they're trying to be serious, I started laughing my ass off reading these. Some of the descriptions here.
They're pretty good.
Okay, this is my all-time favorite here.
Okay, go ahead.
This is number 8
on the list. The list of all-time, or 10 worst automobiles of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's the Saab 97X.
Okay.
They say, the Saab 97X is a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats. Moreover, the Saab 97X is a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats.
Is the key... Okay.
I can't stand the fact that the Saab 97X is nothing more than a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats. And when you stop and think about it, the Saab 97X is a little more than a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats. Who did GM think they were fooling when they released the Saab 97X? Which is nothing more than a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats. You know what I hate most about the 97X? It's a Chevy Trailblazer with the ignition key between the seats.
That's it?
Oh, man.
That's some hard-hitting editorial right there.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll read one more here. Okay. Because these are just too damn funny. Let's see, which one I'll read now. Oh, number 4.
Okay.
The Chrysler Aspen.
Hit it.
To quote Simon and Garfunkel, every way you look at this, you lose. The Chrysler Aspen is a badge-engineered Dodge Durango, an old-school SUV at a time when its competition has either gone to work at McDonald's or headed for college. It's ugly, it's thirsty, it's slow, it's badly built, it's cramped, it's expensive. Chrysler is trying to flog this monstrosity as a bling-mobile, which is like trying to sell cocaine as a sleep aid. Although the Aspen was as inexpensive, make that cheap, way for the dark lords of DCX to expand the Chrysler brand portfolio, it doesn't perfect... Oh, what does it say? It's a perfect example of the old adage, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And there's 8 more of these things, and it's just...
Where can they find these?
I don't know.
You printed it up?
I printed out the things. It's in the automotive and news forum.
Okay. That forum's
listed
getting pretty hot.
Something about bashing on domestic automobiles.
Again. Oh, that's right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So go ahead and read it, link it, and get yourself a good laugh because I really don't think, I personally, I'm not taking this seriously, and I don't know.
I don't think anybody should. But you know what? I saw the Saab 97X. Makes me think of another vehicle.
What vehicle would that be?
I think it's a Trailblazer, but with the key between the seats. All right, I think we're done here. Yeah. We got all the goods out here, and yeah. there's no more to this one. This one's done.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. As usual,
stay subscribed.
Don't forget about the contest.
Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.